the two elements, maybe just by way of introduction, that I'm going to discuss primarily the second, but the first I'll just mention, because someone today reminded me that the whole month of Adar is really connected to tzchok, connected to laughter, connected to merriment. And Purim specifically is connected to tzchok. And he showed me a sefer, which I'm not so familiar with, the Davoni Agodol, namely the Sefer Yetzira. Sefer Yetzira is an old sefer. It's only mentioned by the Ramban in Chumash. And it was a sefer known to Kabbalists and Kabbalim. It's miyuchas. To Avraham Avinu. He is the alleged author of this sefer, and it has in it Chochmas HaNisdar. So he notes that this element of tzchok is a godly element, a divine element. We came just in time. We need a psychiatrist to help us with tzchok, with laughter, with merriment. That's what you probably are able to bring people to. That's quite an achievement. So what are the criteria that bring people to tzchok? So there are, I can't speak as a psychologist or psychiatrist, I'm neither, but I've read philosophic literature on the topic, and philosophers speak about this topic. It's not an unknown topic, or people who are, what they call in Hebrew, hogei deot, people who are balei machshava. So they discuss the issue of tzchok, and they have different opinions, but everyone agrees that tzchok is fundamental, is a davar chashuv mod. Tzchok is not a joke. Tzchok is something which is quite serious, and it has a very significant function in the life of a person. There are people who actually define a human being as a balchai shetzochek, a balchai who laughs. Animals don't have this capacity. The Ramban in Chumash Kayadua divides the creation into four different categories: domein, tzomeach, chai, v'daber. Domein, inorganic matter; tzomeach, the vegetable world; chai, the animal kingdom, don't have this capacity to laugh, don't have this element, which Targum Mukhlo says, the ability to express oneself, the ability to, the logos. And this element as well of tzchok is also very fundamental in the life of a human being. We are bali machshava, we are bali chayim ha-medabrim, we're able to express ourselves. And those who say we are bali chayim, who are able to literally engage in laughter, engage in tzchok. I don't know if you're into Immanuel Kant, you're probably not. But anyway, I'm into a lot of things that most people in the shul, 98%, are not into. So he also has a lengthy discussion on this issue, on the issue of tzchok, of laughter. And he defines tzchok as when a person has unrealized hopes, unrealized aspirations. All of us have aspirations. Many of them come to realization, come to fruition, many do not. A person does not realize his hopes and aspirations, so therefore often we will laugh. Sometimes we won't laugh. Sometimes we might cry as a result of not achieving these aspirations. But there's no question that tzchok, which I just jotted down for myself, a few psukim in Tanakh, but these psukim we're all familiar with. And I say this because one of the elements which is very much embedded in Purim, and I'm not going to discuss it now, I'll just mention first the Gemara at the end of Makkos, which all of us, everyone learns Makkos, and the Gemara that tells over Rabbi Akiva Tzochek, when he saw the shul coming out of his Kodesh HaKadoshim, and everyone else is crying, and you are laughing. Why are you crying? Why am I laughing? And so they said, Malkim Shekasubo, Azor HaKarev Yumas. You're not supposed to come near the Beis HaMikdash. And here we have Shualim Hilchubo, as the Lashon of Pasuk in Eicha, Velo Nivke. And he said, that's exactly the reason why I need Tzochek. Why I am, because I see a future, and the future, of course, is based on what I call, what Rabban of Igash calls, Yavidu L'Tzorech Aliyah. So no doubt that this element of tzchok is something which is very, very significant in the life of a Jew. Usually, we find this with young children. Young children have this ability to frolic and to laugh, and they can run about and almost in a free kind of way, unencumbered by all the elements that weigh heavily upon adults, and they are therefore able to really bring out that element of tzchok in the most beautiful fashion imaginable. And essentially, how do we overcome many mishalim in our lives through tzchok? I think even the psychiatrist here, the Dr. Shlita, and you probably would be masking, I imagine, you'd be masking for that, that tzchok, laughter, is a form of gvura. Certainly, I'll be a Kabbalah. Certainly, I'll be philosophers. And certainly, even I'll be Nigla. And we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that I'm going to give you a child at his advanced age. It's obviously, in a logical fashion, irrational. This week, when the guy, Rav Tzvi Kushelevsky, Shalita Shashem Yarachim, Mishnayis of an Imen, when he had a child, so I'm surrounded by, I have in my family, my son was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Tzvi Kushelevsky, W. Bebo. Don't worry, he was there at 5 o'clock in the morning. We couldn't get into that shul. I had Talmud from my yeshiva who decided we got to go. We got to, they couldn't get in. They locked the door at a certain point. And they told me people were both crying and laughing. That the two, both of these reactions, responses were there. I was just dancing. I didn't go. I didn't even attempt to go. That's not my cup of tea. I also happen to know Uncle Shalevsky. He was in my house a number of times. But David Greenwald became a chassid to my daughter. So he appeared in my house, Rav Shalevsky. I know him 52 years of my life, from the time he was in Itri. He was a young man in Itri. I think I mentioned that he was the one who's the Hakam of the Shiva. The Shiva used to ask kashis in the Shiva Klobi. 100 kashis, oh, you would know. A going of elephants, that's all. Ask 100 kashis, miyashim everything, mitzvei dinim. And it didn't fit exactly always so quickly. And so it wasn't so neat, wasn't so snug. And the only Shiva who ran after him was Atsi. He's a goin adim. Mamish and Ibu also, I know him pretty well. And he probably was among the top five Magid Hashir in the world, according to my humble opinion. You don't have to accept my position, but I know all the good Magid Hashir. I'm the one, I stalk all of them. Anyway, so there were people, literally, so you met Avraham Avinu, Vayipal Avraham Apana Vayitzchak. Avraham Avinu's crying, and not crying, laughing. Vayitzchak. I've been Meir Shana Yivoli, 100 years old. I'm going to have a child. That's exactly what we said this week when he, 88, and his wife, 55, 56, 57, I don't know the exact age, but this is a tzchayk of emuna, the tzchayk of Avraham Avinu. It's a tzchayk which Avraham Avinu overcomes the difficulties in Metzias, in the reality of life, and that's a tzchayk of an anak emuna, someone who's a type of emuna. And if you heard Rav Kushelevsky, they interviewed him. I don't know if you saw some of the interviews. And he was davening for Zera Shel Kayama literally his whole life. And he was like, Zera Shel Kayama. He just said, I had to wait a little bit longer. That was his reaction. What a anak of emuna. What a titan. Credible emuna. Now, it could be elements of chulsha be emuna. Sarah, atitzak sarah bekir alema. Acharei b'leisi ha'isali enda v'adeni zokim. It's not possible that I'm going to have a child at this advanced age. Why is she laughing? Is there anything beyond Hashem's ability to carry out? By the way, that's the Haftarah of Nisha Shuramis that we're learning now in Tanakh. That's the Haftarah in the Melachim Beis. And then, of course, basically, hurts Chok also. Trumped, I can use that word, I love it. Trumped the Pele Eloki, this godly kind of, the Metzias, basically overcame the Vashem, the smoke of Avraham Avinu, and everything was Menafo. So this is a very significant, I just want to read you a Lashon of Zayar, if you don't mind. Once in a while, I take a peek at the Zayar. So Rav Shimon Nechoyim said the following, Yom Echad Shol Avalazas Rav Shimon Avin. This is all a little Hagdama, so it doesn't count in the time. So it says, Yom Echad Shol Avalazas Rav Shimon Avin. Zeshe Karlak Udavor Hul Yitzchak Lama. Why this name? Why the name Yitzchak? So it's Mashma, and this is Mashma from the Zoya. The Zoya said, Mashma, that even before he actually emerged from his mother's womb, Hashem called him already Yitzchak. In other words, even though the Pasuk here seems to say, because what Sarah said, Tzchayk HaSodei Elokim. That's what she said, Sarah Imenum. But you see from the Zoyar, I'm not going to read the whole Zoyar here, I'll read part of it. Omaloi, Havilamandu, Sha'esh. It says fire, which of course is Medin Gvura, Al Pi HaKabbalah. Lokach Mayim, which is Chesed. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to go into this whole discussion of the Zoya, but anyway, this is so, as I'm trying to point out to you, I mean, often Tzchok can be a defense mechanism, and but Tzchok also can express an enormous, a profound kind of emunah, and that's essentially why the Gemara has, in the famous Gemara in Titus, where's that Gemara? Chabez, the famous Gemara, the Gemara have the two batchonim. So that's a beautiful Gemara. That Gemara is astounding to me. That I forgot who it was. I think it was Rabbi Broka, if I'm not mistaken, that he used to come to a certain shuk, and Eliyahu used to visit him all the time. So Rabbi Broka said to Eliyahu, is there someone in this shuk who's about Elam Haba? Is there someone who's worthy of entering the world to come? So before they were, while they were speaking, so two brothers came along. So Eliyahu said to Rabbi Broka, these are Bnei Elam Haba. These two brothers, these two achim, are worthy of going into Elam Haba. So Rabbi Broka went to them and said, what exactly, what's the nature of your enterprise? What do you do exactly in order that you should be worried to this comment of Eliyahu Hanavi, Elam Haba? They say, we are batchonim. We are people who, that's this guy I heard is coming here. They told me, Harab Tzvi Elef and his compatriot, my two talmidim, Dani Shiradavishes. Rosh Hashiva, come and see Zizi, I've got the guy's name. He's good. He is outstanding. That's what they told me. I should come to see Zizi. They hope I'll be there. I'll be able to laugh. It's not exactly my cup of tea. But anyway, whatever the case is, the people who make those who are sad, they liven them up. And they're able to make them laugh. So we see two people, wow, who are able to literally have this kind of koach. That's incredible, incredible koach that unquestionably, I'll just mention one more thing. I assume you're probably familiar with Henry Bergson, the famous philosopher, undoubtedly. So he was actually, unfortunately, an apostate. He was an apostate Jew, he was a mumma, not much a total mumma, this Bergson. And he wrote an entire book, Philip, an entire book on this issue of laughter. Which, of course, I happened to see a few decades ago. Amazing. And he said that when society becomes so automated and so industrialized and so mechanized and so today weaponized, all the different possible adverbs that one could muster, when that happens, so there's a need for tzchok. There's a need for something that will, shall we say, upset the apple cart, or somehow bring some balance, bring some izun into this kind of world. We're living in that kind of a world. So that's why probably we have all the other, what should we call them? Dalliances that people have to divert their attention. And tzchok is something which is an element of gura, and that's the koach ha-purim. The koach ha-purim of nafachu, kiddush Hashem, mitachil Hashem, and the element of tzchok is unquestionably there. I assume you're probably, okay, maybe you don't read Bergson, you don't read Kant, but you probably do read Halacha B'Breslov. I imagine everyone here is, I'm surrounded by, I live next door to a Breslov. You know, I have ongoing discussions. Whatever the case is, Halacha B'Breslov has a lot of stories. I imagine you're familiar with some of these stories. No, you don't use that in your psychiatric practice? Halacha B'Breslov?
I just do shots.
Hashem. Oh, like the pincher, you're on right on ball, right on the ball. Hashem. So Alachi Breslov has a story about a Ben Melech and a Ben Shifcha that they apparently Rabbi Yehuda Shlita. Good, excellent. Someone here knows what I'm talking about. So they decided to exchange their respective professions, and then he has a discussion there about they heard a kol chucha tlula. They heard some incredible laughter going on. The other person was absolutely in a state of pachad. What is that raucous kind of laughter that's taking place? So he said that the night is asking the day, and the day is asking the night. Why would you come? I'm not there. And all kinds of stuff. Whatever that means, we see that apparently the night is laughing at the day, and the day is laughing at the night. So the light is tochim in achoshech. And the Choshech is Sochim and Or. I'm not here. There are many interpreters of Rav Nachman Breslov far better than I am. I'm surrounded by all kinds of Breslov people. But essentially, the point that's being made is that the Ribbono Shel Olam, at the end of the day, is on top of everything. And he's the navigator, the ultimate navigator of the shoals. And there's a Lushan that I saw there also. Yoshe Bashamayim Yisroch. Tehillim. Everyone, I assume, we said Tehillim. He brought me, Rabbi Briggs brought me a whole litany of Tehillim to say tonight. So I was debating, I prepared something extensive. And I said, that's going to take away my ability to speak, to say Divrei Torah. But I said to myself, Tanya Sester is a Yom Tzilah. And maybe that's more choshev that even trumps whatever Divrei Torah I plan on saying. Yoshev HaShemayim Yisroch, that's where we want to be zeichet to that ultimate bas tzchik, that ultimate tzchik, the tzchik hagodol of Mashiach Tzikein Meir Yomein. Okay, that was just a little preamble on that which I wish to talk about. Now I can get to my topic. And someone else is Hakibi in the shul. He said, Rav, did you ever dress up for Purim? I said, I'm dressed up all the time. I'm in my rabbinic frock. That's what I have. That's how I dress up. You mean you never dressed up as a gorilla? I said, no. He said, you know, you told me here 3 years ago he was dressed up as a gorilla. You probably know who it is, Dr. Stern. I told him he's not allowed to daven my review. It's awesome. So what's the Issa? What?
Oh, yeah. Just
Bill, I won't respond to you. I might lose it. So I told him, I think it's awesome to daven my review. That's the way you appear before a melech. So he said, it's Purim afternoon. I mean, it was towards the evening. They would not marry me. I come to the first marriage. I don't know what it is, but I can't right now. I don't remember what the schedule is. But he came as a gorilla. I said, it's awesome to them. Beside the fact he was holy by Sheikh Russell show, vote. So there were two reasons why he should be dominating. And he hugged me, that this gorilla, and he asked me, you never in your life dressed up for Purim? The answer is no. I told him I also never in my life got shikra on Purim. He said, I can't believe it. He said, that's a chiyuv. That's the most important chiyuv in the Torah. Chayvon lipsume, zayru aveiz. Probably the only Gemara he knows. Chayvon lipsume, purayad lo yadav, narham lebach mordechai. Adin daraisa. So he says, don't you realize there's value to it? So I then told him that I saw the makor in the Sfasemis. Would you believe I actually look in the Sfasemis? See, Rabbi Goldstein, I'm not completely out to lunch. I look in Tfasemes and the Yisoschar only on Yom Tov. On Purim, so Tfasemes writes, but this to me is the Yisod. I don't need the Tfasemes to tell this to me. Namely, that the Pnimius is Nigra de Achitzonius. A person wants to affect his inner personality, so the outer personality also very much helps you. That's why I tell people, I have involvement over the years with many Balachuba, and someone comes on Shabbos with not just jeans, but with jeans with patches and all kinds of. I said, listen, I think if you were to dress a bit more appropriately for Shabbos, you might feel the Dusha Shabbos a bit more. That's the Yisod of the Sefer Shorim. That's the Yisod of the Rishonim. Rishonim say it. I don't need Sfas Emes to tell me that. That the Pnimius is affected by the Chitzonius. The Yisoscha has a similar kind of thing. The Gemara says in Megillah, also a famous Gemara, I just. Kimat finished the Masechta. I learn Megillah every single year. Just Gemara and Rashi. So the Masechta, I'm able to learn Kach, Bitzurak Hazod, in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, all Masechta, Rashi tests. Anyway, so the I've done it 55 times at least, maybe more. So there's a Gemara that says that, the many also post this Gemara. The Gemara says that we acted Lefanim, and therefore, Kodivohu means our Hishtachavot to the Tzelem, let's say, Haman, and the like. It was only the Marisai. It was only external. It was a dress-up. It was not, to quote what he quotes are, according to the people of Yeshiva, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, they hold him still the president. The whole elections were rigged. And he's the next president. That's clear. So everything was only the Marisayim to the Tzelem of Nechanetzah. The Nechanetzah said of the Tzelem. That's a famous discussion in Mer Megillah and the Tesis and a few places in Shas. Anyway, or the Chazal of Gemara Chul and Esther and Atar Minayim. How do you know Esther and Atar Shenema? Basically, the entire Megillah is Behester. Hashem is hidden. Ibn Ezra, the first Ibn Ezra in the Megillah points out, I have here my little Megillah, carry around with me. First Ibn Ezra points out there's no Shem Hashem in the entire Megillah. It's Behester, completely not found. And let's now begin and examine some of the personalities, and we'll see the Tachboset, if you will, the different costume of different personalities. Let's start with Esther. Esther mitchapesen. She is essentially in costume. What does that mean? Ain Esther mageres molarat avesam. She's tzanua. She hides her personality. Ahasuerus is basically his entire, the whole thrust of the entire Megillah is to discover, to uncover, to ferret out what her identity is. The entire Megillah. I just finished now, Baruch Hashem, the entire Malbim of Megillah Sestet. That took me a month. The Gemara Megillah was much quicker than the Malbim of Megillah Sestet. Malbim points this out. And like her father, who was her father? Shaul HaMelech, not literally her father. The Zokei, the great, 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 whatever, grandfather, Nechmal HaKelem. And therefore, even hides the fact that he becomes the Melech. That's the Gemara Megillah as well. The Gemara, very clear Gemara. That the Gemara points us out to Adaf and Gimel. There's a long line of people who are Tzanua, very, very humble, and the like. And of course, his father, namely, I don't mean literally father, Binyamin Azokei, also was Masdir from Yaakov Avino, Mechiras Yesed. Didn't tell Yaakov Avino, it's a Mebish. He didn't tell Yaakov Avino the fact that Yosef was sold. There's a whole Tum of the Rishonim, the Pashim Barichi. I think I spoke about this once in the Shul. Being Machlokes of Rishonim. What happened at the end? Did Yaakov ever find out whether Yosef was sold or not? Machlokes of Rishonim, unbelievable Machlokes of Rishonim. It's not explicit in the Psukim. We don't know. We don't really have a clue. So we have to ask again a psychiatrist in order to know what's going on. What do they call that? When you finally you come back to square one, I forgot the term that you use in the terms that in your lexicon. I forgot the term. But anyway, the point is that the evidence of Shem Ben Yamin in Cheshen, what evidence is it? Yosh Pei, Kayadua, the Pasuk in Shemais, Chazal, Yesh Pei. Now, why am I quiet? Said Ben Yamin. Not because I don't have a mouth. I have a mouth. But I know when to keep something hidden, when to reveal something, when to keep something hidden. My father, Shalom, told me he kept a secret for 19 years. Didn't tell anyone. Didn't tell my mother. Didn't tell anyone in our family. We knew about there was a secret. He just refused it. He was told, he was sworn to the secrecy, and he kept the secret for 19 years. The mother of Binyamin, Rachel, she hides from Yaakov Avinu that she gave the Sivan until then. So everyone is, I'm talking about Esther now, there's a bunch of Tznuim here. A lot of Noshim Tznuim. Mostly from one family, know how to hide, know how to maintain somehow a veil of secrecy around them, and that kisharon of Esther led to her saving Klal Yisrael. Dafka, because ein Esther mageres malata v'esama kashetziva leh Mordechai, means completely she's putting on a what you call an Hebrew hasaga. She's putting on a kind of she's one of the dramatic persona in the Megillah who's hiding completely, and she hides from Achashverosh what he wants, and in effect she literally. Almost like pulls the string on him till Metach, she invites him to one party, to another party. And then suddenly she tells him, there's somebody who wants Lahashmid Lauri Lavi. That's called how you do. That's okay. Someone wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. And she doesn't even indicate who is that. And right away, of course, Ahasuerus responds. And she says, Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami Lahashmid Lauri Lavi. V'yam el Ahasuerus. Mi yuzeh? Veze hu? He doesn't know. The man signed a writ not long ago. Gave Haman the right. And suddenly, and of course she responds, "Is Saro Ye Haman Razen?" And of course the Haman no fail. And Achashverosh enters. And of course, so basically she is number one Tachposet. She is Mitchapeset. Esther, let's go on. Ahasuerus. Now, this is, by the way, the entire Malbim. The Malbim is so outstanding. I knew about the Malbim, but I never learned him inside. Because it takes a year and a mitzvah to learn the Malbim. Mamash, a year and a mitzvah. You know what I'm doing here, Dr. Stern? I don't know if you would approve. Ben Gabra the Gabra, Ben Aprokim. That's what I'm learning the Malbim. The entire Malbim is discussing one aspect, the insecurity of Ahasuerus. His paranoia, which is all over Shas, all over Megillah, I'm talking about, and all over Midrashim. Ahasuerus appears to be an autocrat. Sholosh, there are three Melochim. Molchu Bekipa, the Gemara says. One of them is Ahasuerus. What do you mean, Molchu Bekipa? He's an oligarch. He's Putin writ large. He's the little rocket man. He's that guy in China. I don't know what his name is. Wow, 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 wow. Anyway, so whatever he calls him, that's what he's all about. He's Melech Haritz, Melech Gibor. He's in charge of 127 provinces. He does whatever he wants. He Pasha kills his wife. And that's what the Malbim points out. Atzedreta in Gansin. She is his only claim to the throne. It's like that. what's her name? Megan. That Megan lady. So she married someone who has royal blood crossing through his veins. Otherwise, she's the Chakamina. He's a Kamina. The Malvim says, this is Achashverosh. Mamish is a prostagoy in Gansin. So what has his claim to fame? He marries into royalty. And then he goes and kills Vashti. Amishina. Atzidreta. He's got to be out of his mind. He just cut off his nose by his face. And then he goes ahead and imposes all kinds of exams. Next morning, of course, he wakes up. Day after. And he realizes, I'm in deep, deep trouble. I'm in hot water. The Malbim. His whole, he tells every pasuk. He's like paranoia of Stalin, paranoia of Putin, paranoia of that guy from China, paranoia of Mao Zedong, paranoia of Khrushchev. They're all suffering from paranoia. The whole heaven. Unfortunately, your president, Donald Trump, is also suffering from paranoia. Biden, forget about it. He has geschlafen and ganzen. But one of the cases, so here, he gathers all the besulos in order to, he makes geros, and he kills Haman, and then he points Mordechai. What is he? He was a machlokes. Is he a bikerach, or is he a chochem? Tvei deyos. Is he a chochem, or is he a tipesh? One could say he's a v'amamashash, shlacha maisa, he's a tipesh chadash. He is pretending to be a gibor, pretending to be a chacham, pretending to be a very wise man. He's chalash ma'od. Every moment he can't move without consulting his sarisim and keseder, the navi here, the Megillah describes it at great length. He's mushbai the esther to battle in zera. Chavona, bayom chavona, where he come from? Echav and asarisim le'amel. Yam and eretz Hashem asaham and the baruch Hashem di b'tov ha'amel. Omeg v'saman gavur chamishim ma'am. Bayom el tu alam. By his law, the Gam Chavayna Zochalate. Wow, he doesn't have. He is a weakling. He is spineless. He is godless, and he has to go. The Malbim goes crazy with the 180-day party. Even in America, they don't have such parties. How many days can you party? The answer is, I have to tell you, that's all they do. Call Ayom, call Ayla. Was the Gemara said? That's what the Haman accused us of. She be Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. We're constantly partying. So he has a Mishnah puts together. Lasos Kitzon Yishroish. He all comes from insecurity. That's how the Malbim interprets all these psukim. Chazal say, whoever thinks he's going to fulfill Kitzon Yishroish is a tipesh gomer. Trust me, I'm a rock. I don't fulfill the Ratzon HaKol Yishroish. And okay, that may be an understatement. That's not possible. It's not realistic. Not absolutely realistic at all. And he goes, we're not talking about democracy. We're talking about anarchy. He is completely, it's a total hefker. Complete chaos. And he wants to somehow buy his closest of kin, Machlokes, whether he should have done first Shushan, then the rest of the kingdom. That's 2 days of there in the Gemara. He has to buy the kingdom back. He's what's called, as the Gemara calls it, Melech HaFachfecha. He's a topsy-turvy. He's turned upside down. And out of the anger, he kills his wife. B'chamasa bar avo. And then, Kishech Chamas HaMelech HaShverosh. He's sorry. He's a petulant, peevish kind of child. Means he's essentially a weakling who is mitchapes, as someone who appears to be very strong. So that's the Chazal. No, basically, let me add one last thing, that the real king, of course, is not, you know, the Chazal have a field day. This is the Malbim also. Sometimes it says, HaMelech HaShverosh. Sometimes the word is found after, sometimes before. He has a whole Shtikl Torah. The Malbim is fantastic, beyond belief. I mean, there's some English, they showed me here, some English, what's it called?
Turnabout,
thank you. It actually happened, they did a very good job. Someone showed it to me in the show. It's a very brief, really. Even my Rebbe, the Rav Zatzal, Rav Soloveitchik, was in love with the Malbim, and I never really understood why until I learned the Malbim entire parish last month. I learned the Malbim of Gilas Esther, and more or less that's his theory. The insecurity is that which fueled everything Asherish. He reads, he goes from pasuk to pasuk. He's a little married. You have to have a lot of patience for the Malbim. I'm still from we spoke about it at Golsi. I'm from a door that still has patience. So I can learn the Malbim without difficulty, and I enjoy it immensely. And so it's interesting. Megillah says it doesn't say HaMelech HaShverosh. Never. Doesn't say HaMelech. What does it say? HaMelech. Stop. Let's say Amelech Hashverosh. For that reason, Amelech Hayadiyah. Of course, who is the Amelech Hayadiyah? The answer is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the Amelech Hayadiyah. There's those who have klafim. I imagine. I see most of the people in shul have such klafim. Of course, I don't have such a klaf. I felt that I got grow up. But anyway, but it's not my fault. It was written to me by my brother-in-law. They got married many decades ago. Minagagroh is 11 lines. It's basically a sechasetrim. And the Amelech is not ba'ake. Most people have these very large klafim, which makes it easier because you can actually fold it. My klaf is a whole ASIC. He doesn't want me to fold it. Otherwise, I won't have a klaf left. Okay, let's go to the next personality. Who's next? Vashti. Vashti is certainly, she appears to be very tsanua. Wow, incredible. And yet, Chazal say that she is an Isha Mushcheses. She's completely and totally. She's a woman who's essentially mushkeses. She's a woman who is wallowing in znus, mamish wallowing in znus. That's already found in the Chazal. She, of course, is the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar of Russia. And, of course, she's not coming to this. She said, you son of a stable boy, she called Ahasuerus her husband, you son of Bar-Horayah, Bar-Horayah. You're telling me, when he's good and drunk, and then he calls it a peer, and she, in a Natsanua kind of fashion, and the Medrash is Marich, Marich, Marich. But what is she essentially? She's a Prutza. And Chazal say a lot about her in Joshim. If you have, if you want to retire, Rav Shlomo Steinberg Shlita, you can retire now and read the Medrash on Esther. It'll take you about 6 months. I'm not exaggerating. Unbelievable Midrashim on this woman, Vashti, but she's also in a lot in, shall we say, in custom. Next, Haman. Now, he to me is the most, shall we say, the one I have the most fun with. He appears to be, if you will, a titan. He is Hercules. He's Gibor Shebi Gibori. He's the strongest of all the personalities in the Megillah. He can do whatever he wants. He can literally appear before Ahasuerus and decide to kill all the Jews. And what's amazing was is that he peeled poor. Who are Goyrol? Who just told me before here? Oh, Rabbi Lerner told me. Yes, I heard this Rabbi Lerner so 25 times probably over the years. That the mitzvah of Atal Sevyonim is Merumas. He told this to me on Purim, the first time I saw him on Purim 25 years ago, on Tezvav, not on Yudalit. I live in Yudalit. Hope you don't mind to go there on Tezvav. And he says, Rav David, Yesh Mohemis of Atanav Yavyonim, he pil poor. Hayam ha'elo al shame Purim, al shame ha poor. There are many poor people running around. That's his joke on Purim. Oh boy. So he told me 25 times. About the fifth time, I says, so he starts. He says, "Atalo, I have the bichot sheli." That's what he told me. I mean, that was a big shmeichel, the big smile. Anyway, so he has a poor. The word peer is used here in modern Hebrew for all the underground tunnels of the Hamasnikim, Rishoyim, Amalekim. Anyway, so he goes and has cast lots. Now, amazing that this guy has this sablonis to wait from. 11 months from Nisan to Adar. PLA employee. Has to wait 11 months. You look at the Megillah, Per Gimelim, in order to carry out his wishes. Meanwhile, the Mordechai is doing a great job. The Mordechai, lo yichra, lo yishtachada, he knows how to get under his skin. He knows how to anger him. He knows how to be petulant and peevish, etc., etc. So essentially, what is Haman? If you ask me, I'll tell you what he is. He's a pachdan shenkalam. He is frightened out of his wits. He appears to be very strong and all the like, but in general, that's all these people that we encounter, all the people I mentioned earlier. In my mind, Putin is a pachdan shenkalam, and that little Rakimir is a pachdan shenkalam, and that other guy in China is also a pachdan shenkalam. That's what they are, a bunch of pachdanim. And so what does he do? He hides behind this... behind his poor, behind his lot. And he's willing to wait 11 months. He's frightened. He's frightened to start up in Mordechai. His wife told him, Yimizera ha-Yehudim, Asher chiloisu l'mpod l'fanav l'sucha lo, you're not motiva l'fanav. Forget about it. You are chapped living. That's what she told. She knows exactly who the Jewish people are. And you, my husband, you're Chant Lila. And he needs Rishus from the Melech because he's a Pachdan who masquerades as a Gibor. And that's what Zeresh tells him. You don't have a chance. Everyone knows whom Klal Yisrael, who we are. Nesach Yisrael lo yishaker. And trust me, Putin is frightened. He's frightened. There's a Lubavitcher, I forgot that fellow's name, the Rav in the Russia. Alan, you probably know him. Stubborn. Mm-hmm. You travel. What?
Lazar.
Yeah, Lazar. I think Putin is frightened of Lazar. I came to that Maskona. Chabadnik. He's a Lubavitcher. He controls Putin. Amazing. How many Jews are there in Russia today? The numbers are quite small. Many Jews, most Jews probably left Russia. And Putin is frightened out of his mind. Today, he wasn't poisoned until now, like he poisoned everybody else. Next, let's get now to everybody's Mordechai. Mordechai, of course, is the, I think, the height of Tachbosid. He appears to be someone who's very loyal to Ahasuerus. And he sits with Shah Melech. He's one who reveals the Big Somerserish plot to save the king. And then he himself, at the end, of course, Ahasuerus appoints him al Beis Haman. He becomes the head of the household, Rosh Memshalah. He seems to be someone who's an Ezrach Masur, Ne'eman, Lamishtar. He's a loyal citizen, loyal to the king. It's all Tachbosid. Mordechai couldn't care less about the 127 provinces. He's only interested in one thing. The Netzach of Klal Yisrael. That's his sole interest. The Jewish people. That's the focus of his attention. And we see that at the very beginning. Ish Yehudi. That's how he's identified. Ushmo Mordechai, Ben Yoyim, Ben Shimi, Ben Kishi, Shemini, Asher Aglom Yerushalayim, Magolah Asher, Eglon Uchanetzah Melech Bavel. He's not a Persian. He's a Jew. First and foremost. Dorish Tov Liamo, the last pasuk, V'dover Sholom B'chol Zaro. So even though from a perspective, he seems to be doing the work of Lahavdil, that so-called Jew, Anthony Blinken. He's a Jew and I'm a pumpkin. So he's the Rosh Memshela Paras. I mean the Secretary of State, not from South Africa. Anyway, he's married to a Shiksa, a family of Shiksas, et cetera, et cetera. And Shkatsim and Shiksas, et cetera. But basically, his interest, Mordechai Dorish Tov Lamo. He wants to do good for Klal Yisrael. And that's how he, his mediniyut, his political, real politic is primarily focused on Klal Yisrael. And he's not only interested in Am Yisrael, something else is very interested in Eretz Yisrael. He is focused on Eretz Yisrael. Ish Yehudi, and that's the stress that I just mentioned. Asher Hogla Yerushalayim. Im Hagola Asher Hogla Sol. Im Yechonya Melech Yehuda. What a pasuk. Asher Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Four times. Asher Hogla. Im Hagola. Asher Hogla Sol. Asher Hegla. Four times is mentioned here. The fact that he's in Golos. Why? He's only in Eretz Yisrael. No, maybe tell it to your friends over there, Tinek and the Five Towns. He comes to Eretz Yisrael. He's worried about Eretz Yisrael. So the history of this individual, essentially, from the very beginning, I could go through a history now. I'm not going to start going through a history book, because then you'll be, oh boy, I can't do it anyway. So what is the whole point of this little shiur? Is that essentially everyone's in Tachboset. Let me just mention the last two, three items I want to point out. So Chazal say that because we that bow down to the Tzelem, the Ben Buchadnezzar, or the Gemara Megillah there, where that says we are Yudbeis, that Nenem Sudash Lesa Russia. That's why we were punished. But it all goes back to the same Yisod, which Faisal has been suffering from for centuries. Somehow, we're not able to maintain our integrity in Golos. We want to, unfortunately, assimilate, acculturate. We don't want to be seen as someone who is apart from the rest of the world. And that's when we come to the Mishnah of Ahasuerus. And can say there, and this of course is our Achilles heel. And Mordechai understands that somehow we have to get them back on track. But that's the last point I'm trying to make, which is probably the most important of all the points I'm making. Who is really the one who's most in masquerade? Kaviyachol, Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the biggest masquerader. There's no greater masquerader than Ribbono Shel Olam. And by the way, his name doesn't appear in the Megillah. That's the very beginning I mentioned earlier. Aster Aster Ponai, but he is at work the navigator, the GPS, the one who controls everything, and of course Chazal, Yavo HaMelech Baharman Hayom Yudkei Vavkei, all over the place. And the entire Megillah appears to be like out of the, what do they call that, the Arabian Nights. I forgot the names of all these swashbuckling exploits. And he does all kinds of shtuyot, this Achashverosh, she gets drunk. And then he has Vashti, want to appear before him, and then he kills her, listen to his courtiers. And there's a machlokes, the Gemara has the Mishnah. The Mishnah and Daf, was that Daf Yutes? Where is the Ika Megillah? From the Gavlus of Haman? Is that Teufel Shulnes? But the whole thing essentially is being run and driven by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's mocked him before the Makkah. And here we see Mordechai with Big Summer Seresh. The same night, Achashverosh has insomnia. He should have taken some pills. What's with him? And then they bring him from the Divrei Hayomim in the Sefer, and he opens up Dafka to that Daf. To that story that he wasn't given a schar, Mordechai, and then the story with the Eitz and Charona, Pilei Ploim. Seems to be like very random kind of occurrences. There's no randomness in the world. There's no mikra. Ribbono Shel Olam is incognito. Ribbono Shel Olam is operating behind the masquerade. And only Amalek, who of course is Haman, holds the Mashekor, Chabaderech, Hakol Mikra, the Elam and the Stadios. There's no mikra in the world. Bilam, Bayikar Elokim El Bilam, Hakol B'mikra. The mikra here is Yad Hashem Behester. That's the entire Megillah. And that's how we should see what is happening. Bizmaneinu Anu here in Eretz Yisrael, a similar kind of fashion. Yad Hashem is being mechaven kol esek, and that's really what the story of Purim is all about. In my mind, the Inyan HaPur is essentially critical. It's a chag of all kinds of what seems to be happenstances. A chag of Mikrim, it's all Yad Hashem. And that's the connection between Yom Purim, Yom Kippurim. Just like we have a goral over there, Sar Hashem, Sar Lazozel. And it seems to be a happenstance again. It's all Pi Hashem. There's one goral, there's one Pur, and Purim, there's a lot of Purim. Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. That's based on the Gunei Zoya and the Aviyat Kodosh. And all the Mechugolim speak about this by Arichos, Yom Kippur, Mein Purim. Purim is a Chag HaMikrim, a Chag HaSterim, a Chag HaTachpeset. That's what the whole Yom Tov is all about. And of course, the heroes of the story are not Haman, the Oror, but rather, obviously, Arum Kol HaRoshoyim, and Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim. On the rise of Yom Shem, Be'ez Hashem, B'Koro, we'll be zeichet to see, even here in Eretz Yisrael, B'Koro, we should be zeichet to the service, that Amalek, the Hamasnikim, should be eliminated, and we should be zeichet, by Hunim, by Seir, by Simcha, by Sassu, B'Kor, came to you.